CKDU interviews with Henry Whitfield, who's running for the DSU Vice President Internal. Welcome to the show, Henry.
Hi, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. So what program are you in?
I'm currently in a third year of an English degree. This year I started dabbling in journalism over at King's, so I'm deciding to minor in journalism as well.
Well, maybe we'll hear more of you on CKDU then.
Hopefully.
Yeah, cool. What led you to run for the Vice President Internal position this year?
After my previous experience on campus, I've been involved in residence life and that sort of thing. But really, after 3 years of being at Dal, I feel like there's something missing. It's almost like a disconnect between students and the student union. There's really nothing that's drawing students in to get involved with either societies, events that are going on, or even athletics. People call it apathy, but it's really just a disconnect. I think we're just kind of assuming that people aren't coming to us, but we should really be going to the students to get them to get involved. So really, the reason I'm running is just I want to get students involved at DSU again. I guess kind of my tagline is putting you back into the DSU is what I'm kind of running with. So getting students involved, getting their opinions, and really not just having a bunch of people sitting in office doing things, but really getting the students' voice and opinions heard.
The Vice President Internal position deals a lot with the societies, including levied societies. How do you hope to foster communication between the societies and the DSU, who sometimes there is that large disconnect as well on that level?
Coming from, I was the president of Howe Hall for a year and a half, and anyone that knows that situation, they were unratified for about 10 years, lots of debt. They tried to get away from the DSU multiple times, and there was huge disconnect. But seeing the benefits from that side when I came into, when I was elected back in 2007, 2008, to working with the DSU and seeing the benefits that could happen by working with them, it helps give me a fresh perspective on this side of things if I were to win the election, because I'd know the issues that are facing large societies where, you know, it's hard for them to get students involved, or it's hard to get support from the DSU, or the ratification process, which turns a lot of societies away. Knowing how to simplify that and really work with students. And really working with levied societies, I think we take for granted that, okay, they get their money, that's fine, we don't have to go work with them. But you have large societies like the Commerce Society, or resident societies, or even, you know, something like the Engineering Society down in Sexton, where we're not connecting with students who are getting, you know, who are getting support from their own societies, but should be getting support from the student union as well. We shouldn't just assume that's enough. We shouldn't just assume that because they're doing okay by themselves, that we can't add more to them and really give them that opportunity to, you know, be a great society and have a great university experience.
Mm-hmm. In the past year, the DSU Council has sort of come up against a few issues, and for example, like the recall motion of the past VP internal, but also looking at the grants process as being a, it was very arduous to get through that this year. Or for example, the petition that was brought forward by students to put on council's table about ending secret contracts, which may be discussed at the annual general meeting today. So a bunch of questions arise out of that, but my question, I guess, is how do you deal with, or how will you work with sort of student engagement that is mobilized in that manner?
I think a big issue, if we look at this year, was utilization of the commissionaire positions. I mean, we've got a commissionaire for societies, a commissionaire for communications, and I think, you know, the VP internal has a huge portfolio to deal with. I mean, talking to this year's VP internal and previous years, it's a huge undertaking. And I think just using those commissionaire positions to really work out the problems that are facing societies. Grants, I know, is a huge issue. Where people aren't getting their grants when they need it, or we run out of money. Or the process just takes so long that by the time they get their grant, the issue's gone. I know I have friends who work with other student unions around the country or are being in those positions, and the process that they do. It's very similar to what we do, but I think that there's ways to make it more efficient and really clear up the bureaucracy that really faces that process, because it is painfully slow at times. As far as stuff like bringing up the issue of secret contracts, I think discussion is really important. I think if you look back to last year's Edinburgh issue, people saw that as a negative, but it was such a positive to see students engaged and students really wanting to be involved. And I think nothing negative can come out of bringing stuff like this up at the AGM or discussing things. Whether it comes out that we keep the secret contracts or change happens, discussion is really what's going to bring out positive change and get students engaged again. I mean, we can't just assume that they're happy with how things are, so we need to encourage a discussion. And I think last year we really opened the door with the Ennisburg issue and really questioning whether they should be levied or not. And I think getting students out there and engaged, I think this year allows us to work with the issues that are at hand right now. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.